It's the Not Now Podcast, Not Now Podcast, it's the nitty not nitty doo da do do dow pod. It's not now, now is then, but never then, you never know when. Don't be a hen, don't cluck cluck bark, it's the Not Now Podcast. Podcast. And we're ripping, and we're roaring, and we're ready to go!
Go, 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 go!
Inspector Gadget.
Inspector Gadget.
I'm surprised that hasn't been turned into like a club beat.
Yeah.
Like
beep, beep, Inspector Gadget.
Welcome to Not Now Podcast. I'm here today with Bran.
And yes, indubitably.
Indubitably. Inspector Bran.
We're going to be inspecting the commentary on American literature today.
Yeah. And I am your co-host through that roller coaster
My
ride.
Commentary. I don't read. My comment is it sucks. It puts me to sleep.
Sucks. My comment is Gimlehefska.
My comment is two either. Stars. Do not recommend. It was broken when I received it.
American literature was broken when I was thinking like, I'm not responsible for this.
I was thinking like Amazon review.
Yes. I'm Kyle, by the way. And today
We're talking about American literature and the magic that it has.
Oh. So
spellbinding, like a book written in America, a spell book, Salem,
American
Some
witchcraft.
Point in time, was it 19? No, it's 18 something. 1888.
I feel like it was 16.
It was 1818.
Or was it when America was America, or was it
America's America. Because it was Massachusetts, Salem, Massachusetts.
Yeah, but I mean, it was a colony then. Was it back when it was colonial England?
There was a lot of cologne floating around.
Yeah.
So, post-cologne.
One of our topics today is magic, like the magic of cologne.
Or watermelons.
Watermelons. Or
Al Malone.
Yeah, Al Malone.
Al Capone.
Oh, is that what you mean? The magic of Al Malone.
Al Malone lost in New York. Sorry. Really
that
stretching
was
it.
Al Malone too.
I'm really stretching it.
Just like Al Malone used to. He stretched things with the best of them. Those balloon acts of his.
Working in the taffy factory for years.
So taffy. Man.
Taffy.
I feel I'll like taffy is definitely one of those things you could rope people into.
Oh, yeah. Just like rope.
Or, God damn you, I almost said food pyramid again. Like a pyramid scheme.
It is food. Yeah, pyramid scheme is something people get roped into.
Are you sure taffy is food?
It's some kind of byproduct. Like, I think whales make it.
A food byproduct?
No, like animal byproduct. Like whales huck up taffy loogies.
Taffy and candlelight oil or whatever. Whatever blubber. Whales are known for.
Whale blubber?
Yeah, why is their fat flammable? Is that true for everything?
Is it?
I guess it's true.
What is it? It's, whatever. It's when they're analyzing the hand cream in Hannibal. The sequel to Silence of the Lambs, when he gets the hand cream for her, and they're like, it's a whale byproduct. And the guys with the big noses are like, it smells good.
Yeah, that's a really riveting scene that I remember.
I remember it.
It's engraved into my memory. The guys with the big noses sniffing that
cream. They're like scent professionals.
You could say that was a pivotal moment of the film.
They work for like Yankee Candle or something. I don't know.
Not the guy getting eaten by pigs. Or who remembers that part?
Not me.
Not me. His hand cream, definitely.
They said it was hand. This bouquet was hand selected, and I was like, bouquet of cream,
whale blubber, somewhere in there. So, this whale eats flowers.
So we're talking about pyramid schemes.
The mountain whales.
The
sorry.
Pyramid schemes behind hand cream. Mountain whales. Is every whale that resides above the Marianas Trench a mountain whale? Yeah.
Second reference to the Marianas Trench.
Yeah, I want to know why we can't just send like a drone down there.
Because of the weight of the ocean.
Yeah, but we can send a drone past Pluto. Well, a satellite.
It's a vacuum out there.
It's a vacuum out there. Is that what you're going for?
No, I meant there's no weight crushing it to death.
I guess weightlessness is easier to combat than weight.
Yeah. You mean, you know, a slight propulsion will continuously propel you in a single direction because there's no weight?
Heavy. Or you just be heavy and you sink.
Yeah, you just keep sinking until the weight crushes it.
Why don't we make a drone out of diamonds?
Diamond drone 4.0.
Well, diamonds are the hardest substance known on Earth. You know?
Just make a drone out of paladins.
Why don't we just
call it the palindrome?
We could just, you know, hire a couple of mermaids, outfit them with some like metal armor, and send them down.
Wait, a phone made out of hummus, a hummophone. Okay, I'm done.
A kazoo phone. Yeah, so pyramid schemes.
Yeah.
So we're talking about, you know, everybody knows a pyramid that's scheming at something.
Yeah.
Maybe they're trying to be the most popular.
Maybe they're hiding alien technology.
Maybe they're in South America. Maybe they're in Egypt.
Oh, no, those are ziggurats. Isn't that it?
I don't know. You're opening a whole new world to me. Like a Ziploc bag.
You know, a Ziploc bag from out of this world.
No, like that should be their catchphrase, though. Ziploc. Opening a whole new world
of freshness.
Yeah, see? Like, how catchy is that?
Yeah, we should mail that to him.
Mail in a Ziploc bag.
Yeah.
Stamp and stick it to it.
Find a way to capture our voice in a Ziploc bag and be like, you need to hear this. But, so what kind of coin are we flipping today, Brian?
So, we're flipping a coin. I probably should have read some of this before.
And does it have a ziggurat on it?
No, it has a pyramid. It says Republic de Nicaragua.
Oh.
And it's got like this triangle, which I assume to be a pyramid, that encompasses a bunch of smaller triangles, which could be mountains, with sun rays over it. This is also from 1974.
It sounds like a pyramid web.
A web of pyramids.
The bigger one.
And then on the backside, it has a very like fancy five.
Ooh.
Which could easily be taken for magic because it's a magical five.
Yeah, I mean, part of magic is showmanship.
Exactly. And it is a very fancy five. It's like almost, it's like a specific font. And it also feels like it's made out of aluminum like those other coins.
Oh, yeah.
So it's magic.
Those other coins.
Well, you know the other ones we flipped that were like, it's really light.
Yeah.
So it's magic because it'll probably just blow away with the wind if you do your magic right.
If you magic it enough.
Wait for a gust and flip it.
Ting.
That's a very awkward flip.
You snagged it, though. What is it?
Oh, it's magic.
You really wanted pyramids.
Yep.
Does a 2 out of 3 mess you up?
No.
Still magic?
Yeah, every time.
All right.
Magic of the universe, knowing when I'm flipping it too many times. Third time. I got it. Messed out of 5. Jesus.
Still magic?
Yeah. Yep.
Maybe it's the coin. Did you pre-flip it to see how it lands?
Hmm? Oh, you think they made a faulty coin?
Well, I mean, coins aren't necessarily...
Way to throw Nicaragua under the bus.
They're not necessarily designed to be 50-50, you know what I mean?
I'm sure there's not a huge market for counterfeit foreign currency.
They're not like, okay, let's design a coin. Let's make sure that it's unique to our area and represents us as a state. And let's also make sure that it flips evenly 50-50.
Just round one side. Oh, not evenly. Sorry, whoops.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
So magic.
Magic.
The magic of coins.
You know, I always felt like magic would be cool to get into.
Yeah, Magic the Gathering. We got into that for a bit.
Yeah, we did. I got into it pretty heavily.
It was pretty fun.
Yeah.
We learned on that software.
Yeah. The promotional software that they gave away. Yeah.
That was a very great learning tool. I had more fun doing that than playing that like I Spy game on the computer where it's like find the hidden objects.
Yeah. It killed a lot of time at Grammy's house sometimes.
Yeah, it did. A lot of time. I Spy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, we didn't play Magic together.
Yeah, no, that was later.
Back, that was later when we joined that street gang called the Magic Squad.
Yeah, and then found out that they weren't about Magic Johnson.
Only reason I joined.
Yeah.
Huge basketball fan. Goal.
Goal. Slam Jiffy.
Slam Jiffy. He did an Ali Robodex.
Robodex?
Alley-oop.
Where did Robodex come from? I don't know. Johnny Five is alive.
Just being zany. So magic.
That's true. I said, what did I say? I was like, Slam Jiffy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Robodex Jiffy.
Yeah. And I'm critiquing you on Robodex.
So magic. What is magic?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Brandon. Magic is an illusion or the appearance of one. So you pretty much are, for anyone who has not witnessed magic, hold your fingers behind your back.
And this then is what you got.
Hold your fingers behind your back and then guess a number 1 through 5. Now hold that many fingers up and then bring it back out in front of you, but pretend you didn't know that's how many fingers were behind your back.
I have a better magic trick people can do at home. So
are you gonna audio magic people?
Yeah, well no, they gotta do it, they gotta follow right. along. So
pick a random card from their deck.
No.
Queen of Spades.
Not like that. Like people can actually do this.
Okay.
So point both of your index fingers, okay? That's... Stick out both of your index fingers and then hold them about 2 or 3 inches apart. If you look at a wall...
In front of your face.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, sorry, in front of your face. If you look at a wall that's further... That's, you know, probably like, I would say at least 6 or 7 feet away from you. While, and you look in between your fingers, you can levitate, have a tiny levitating sausage finger that's in between your fingers. And that is an optical illusion, but also magic.
Yeah. Oh, what's the other one? Like, if you stand in a door frame and then... so that you're parallel with it, I guess.
Yep.
Standing
in the doorway.
In the doorway. And then hold your arms apart so the back of your palms...
Like you're spreading your wings.
Yep. ...are pushing up against the sides of the door frame. And then just push out.
As hard as you can.
As hard as you can for about 30 seconds or yep. is it a minute?
30 seconds.
30 seconds probably ought to do you.
And then step out of the doorway and just relax your arms and they will raise magically.
Yeah. Into the air like a dove.
Only side effect is you get a horrible stomach cramp.
Yeah. But those... And diarrhea. Yeah,
but it's well worth the trick.
Yeah, for 30 seconds of bliss? Come on. Well, I mean, Wonderment. That's 30 seconds of wonder. 30 seconds of wonder as in, why am I doing this? Just because I heard it on a podcast.
And 10 seconds of looking at your sausage fingers.
Yeah. You can look at your... That's the good thing about the sausage finger trick, is it will keep you entertained while you got the runs. So...
That's magical. One of my truly. All-time favorite songs. This magic moment. How'd you know exactly what song I was going to say?
Because you said, this magic
moment.
Yeah. Yeah.
You when can. Your lips are close to mine, this magic moment. Moment. Sweeter than nine.
So different and so
you know, wine really isn't that sweet.
Dessert wine is.
Like port wine?
Dessert wine.
Isn't that port wine?
I didn't think that had to be port. Isn't Marsala wine port? Dessert?
I cook with Marsala.
Port?
Did you just get that?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. There's dessert
I guess,
wines.
I guess white wine's kind of sweet.
I always find it acidic.
What? Yeah. Have you ever had Moscato?
Maybe.
What about the ones that are like sweet red? I guess those ones are sweet.
I'd like a good cab or...
I love cabs too. Except for they're always chatty. They're always like,
yeah.
hey, I'm Sauvignon.
And I'm like, I just want to get where I'm going to Drunk Town. And, you know, this isn't doing it for
me. Why don't you make the glasses bigger? I want a punch bowl.
Yeah. Sometimes I just fill up one of those big slurp cups from the gas station.
It always is frustrating too when you go to a restaurant. And it's like
they don't want to do a trick for you.
Well, oh my god, a magic restaurant.
Oh man,
where the waiter just comes up and pulls a coin out of your ear, and they'll be like, "This was part of the tip."
I bet you could pay them nothing because they would just make a ton of money in trips and
tips.
Thank you. Or you could just have it be like a restaurant for like emerging actors in Hollywood.
You could just come out with a plate with like a cloth over it and be like. Now, tell me, what did you order? I had the surf and turf with the filet mignon. Presto, I changed it into salmon.
Could I get you guys some more water? No water is coming out. Oh. Hang on. There must be handkerchiefs.
And a clear bottle.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the magic.
That'd be hard to believe.
You're seeing it.
I know.
You're seeing it happen.
Seeing is not always believing. One time...
No, I saw something happen that didn't make any sense, so I just knew that it was a lie.
I looked at my bank statement, and it said zero, and I was like, no.
Isn't that kind of the truth behind magic, though?
Seeing is believing, and it isn't?
No, yeah, it's all lies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what's so magical about it. One time, I was in this very magical relationship. Sorry. Sorry, everyone.
Yeah, I just told a little white magic.
A little white magic. She asked me if she looked fat in that dress, so I just magic.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I don't have my homework. My dog ate it. Are you magicking again?
Do you swear to tell the whole not magic, nothing but the magic, so help you God?
It was kind of a conflicting statement. I guess. Maybe.
Is it deceitful?
Yeah.
That's true. Magic is... How would you ever go to a magic show and expect the truth?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess that's like a physics show.
Yeah, that's true. Bill Nye is pretty magical.
Yeah. Or like when they turn like a liquid thing into...
Sockwood.
Into like yogurt. Have you ever seen them do that? Or like nitrogen ice cream.
They put ice cream in nitrogen and they're like, look, it's nitrogen.
Yeah, it's pretty much like a liquid thing that they like put...
And it makes it icy?
Liquid nitrogen into.
Makes it solid?
Yeah, it turns into ice cream pretty much instantly.
Oh.
It's a different texture, though.
But isn't it like if you like dunk a boot in liquid nitrogen, it freezes it?
Yeah.
They did that in Happy Gilmore. He did. Well, it was the end.
It was the end. At the last hole, he was like, hang on a second.
Oh my God, you're right. It was Billy Madison. Same movie, different premise.
Oh, because I said hole and it reminded me. Yeah. And Happy Gilmore, Billy Madison. I mean.
And at the end, Click was the guy who saved the day.
Yeah. And just... at the end of Click, when he said, eat the chicken. It's good.
This is turning into Jim Carrey movies, but with Adam Sandler.
He said...
Lunch Lady Land.
Yeah, I was just going to go there.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, magic time. Who's your favorite magician?
I don't know.
That guy who spoils all the magician's tricks? Who's like the secret of magic?
The secret magician guy? Yeah. I guess. I don't know. I can't remember his name for the life of me. No.
Chris Angel?
No, he's the guy who's doing magic for humans.
I don't know who that is.
It's like a TV show on Netflix.
Alexander Anderson.
No.
What a great name. Alexander Anderson.
It's got to be somebody's name.
I don't think it exists.
Can't be. Those are two common names, Kyle.
Alexander Alexander. Yeah. Oh my God, I was watching MasterChef and there's this guy's name who was Brian O'Brien. His last name was O'Brien and his parents named him Brian. And I was like, you poor magic bastard.
Yeah, now everybody's calling him BB.
Looking for his pot of gold.
Yeah.
BB, where's your gold? Because his last name was O'Brien.
I have a proud O in my last name.
Oprah Winfrey. Like his first name.
Yeah. Yeah, can't do it.
Oxygen, the O. What's that show?
I don't know. That's a channel.
Oh, show channel. you don't know your favorite magician? I like Darren Brown. He's the, like, magician who hates magicians.
Oh, yeah?
Well, he doesn't hate magicians.
Is he the mask guy?
He hates people who do that, like, spiritual, like, I'll talk to your, like, dead grandmother.
Oh, yeah.
That thing.
Cold talking.
Yeah. And his is, like, he does, like, psychological stuff. It just blows my mind. He's, like, one of the best magicians I've ever seen. Because it's, like, oh, Penn and Teller are pretty good. You like Penn and Teller? They're awesome.
No.
They do the same thing. They're like, here's this trick. And you're like, wow, what a great trick. They're like, this is how we did it. You're an idiot.
That would be kind of tantalizing to see how the trick
is
done.
It's awesome. It's like, man, I am an idiot. I love you guys.
Yeah. Thanks for explaining it.
What does that say about me?
Yeah.
I won't get fooled again.
This magic moment where I felt like an idiot. I knew you were lying. but I still believed it.
They said, don't pet you, do, do, do. When I was at the zoo, it said, don't pet you, do, do, do. But I did it anyway.
Now I'm missing my fingers. On both of my hands.
Why did I use both hands?
Can't eat any popcorn.
Wait, who pets something with two hands at the same time?
Ferocious petters.
People who are exuberant.
Yeah. People who do not want a career in magic or are looking a career as the first fingerless magician.
Entrepreneurs. Yeah. Pet entrepreneurs. Hands.
Damn it. My aptitude test said I was most likely to be an entrepreneur. By hands. Let me wave one last time.
What else about magic? We could do. You want to do a magic show skit, or do you want to talk a little bit more about magic? Like how much you wanted to get into it as a kid, and then you realized it was hard work, and you're like, I'll just learn to play guitar.
Yeah.
I didn't learn how to do that either.
It is really hard work.
You got to have a lot of hankies.
Yeah.
That's one thing I learned.
You got to have a lot of willing participants.
I never really felt that desire to have a wand.
Yeah. Sorry. I was all on board for magic, and then they were like, for this trick, you'll need a wand. And I was like, fuck that.
You mean I got to get a live rabbit?
Yeah. I got to keep this dove alive now?
Listen, I want to be a magician, but my religion doesn't permit me cutting people in half, even if it's fake.
Neither does the law.
I'm suing you for malpractice. Magic. What if there was like a magic police? Like if they see someone
magic
on
magic police
live inside of your head. But if they like see people on the street doing piss poor magic, they just like fucking thug them. You know, they just like start beating them down. No, they don't give them a citation. They just kick their ass to the curb.
Oh, that's not police, then. You have a seriously negative connotation on law enforcement,
well,
my friend.
Well, they're just like a group, okay? They're not like actually established.
A gang.
Then, police. Or police officers who do magic.
You know, just like regular police. They don't like write a ticket or citation or give them any sort of warning. Just slug them.
Yeah, I might be getting a visit.
From the magic police.
No,
from heard you mentioned us.
Don't disclose our tactics.
How are people supposed to be surprised?
Like they're just standing over the guy after they beat him down, and they like have his wallet. They pull the money out. And he's like, "Look, I made your money disappear." Like, walk off. What a good line, man! We should make a short series
called "Magician's Renegade." How's that, Darren Brown?
Yeah,
yeah. Think he'd be up for it? He said he hates other magicians.
No, he hates those people that like I keep wanting to call them
those people.
No, I don't know what to call them. I can't remember what it's called. The people who talk to dead people, the Ouija board people.
Cold talkers.
Oh yeah, cold talkers. Yeah, never talk in Alaska, you'd be a cold talker.
Yeah. Or I don't think is it mediums?
Oh yeah, that's what it is. Or yeah. Spiritual like conversationalists.
Yeah. Yeah, I can chat with your dead grandmother. Just let me sign into AOL.
Yeah, what's that?
Jesus. What was her handle?
Yeah, her handle. Teapot Granny.
Teapot Granny, 984.
984. She was born in the year 984.
Those are her measurements.
I wanted to say something, but I don't. So magic. Now what? Now we do magic skit?
Could do a magic. I don't know how we'd do a magic skit.
Well, you'd be like, I'd be like street magic.
An unwilling participant.
No, it'd be like street magic. So I'd be like, excuse me, can I borrow you for a second?
Oh, okay.
And you'd be like, sure. What's up? And I'm like, I'm a magician, like just trying to work this out. And you'd say, oh, okay. And I'd say, would you mind if I did a trick? And you'd be like, yeah. That's fine.
Yeah.
I'd say, okay.
Okay. Are you doing this already? Am I on board with it?
Yeah, I'm elevating you.
Okay. is that the trick?
No.
I'm elevated. Oh, my God.
I'm building your confidence.
Okay. you're a great magician. Do you work with people on couches?
Nope. There's no couch here, so not to fret. Okay. So what you need to do...
don't be afraid. There's no couches.
So if as you can see here, I have 4 coins.
Okay.
Each of them is not a coin.
Can I bite one?
No.
So none of them are coins, but you have 4 of them.
Yes, exactly. So... This is turning out bad. All right, do you have a watch that you wouldn't mind me borrowing?
Does it have to be a watch, or can be it a not watch?
It could be your phone.
Okay, that's basically a watch nowadays.
Yeah. All right, so I'm going to cover it with this handkerchief.
Okay.
All right. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to turn the handkerchief over and kind of cover the entire phone. I want to encompass it.
I see you doing that in your hands.
Yep, so I'm going to hand the phone to you now. I want you to clasp it firmly between your hands.
Okay.
Okay. You got the phone. Now I'm going to put my hands over yours.
I don't like it.
And what model is your phone? iPhone? What model was it?
19.
iPhone 19. Okay. So on the count of 3, I want you to focus the energy as hard as you can in your hands right now and start building that energy.
Okay.
When I separate my hands from yours and clap them back together, okay?
Okay.
We're going to change your phone. Ready?
Okay.
Concentrate that energy. Ready? It's now an iPhone 9.
Oh.
Check it out. For real.
Wow, it got thicker.
Yep.
And,
try your password.
Still works.
Yeah, exactly.
Good thing I didn't sign up for the iris scanner, because I don't think that was on the 9s.
Oh, it's on the 9s.
Is it?
99 restaurants. Always a real deal.
Always a real iris scanner. Yeah.
And your ribeye. So, that was a magic skit. And yes, I did the jazz hands.
Yeah. Da-da-da-da.
I don't know. We could talk more about magic.
Yeah. Do you want to talk about, like, I don't know, Harry Potter magic?
Oh, we could. Witchcraft?
Yeah.
And wizardry?
Yeah.
You're a wizard, Harry.
You're a wizard, Harry. I'm a what?
And you're a unit of measurement of energy, Harry. I'm a what? That's like my favorite meme of all
time.
Where
he's a light switch?
Huh? Oh, no. He just says, you're a unit of electrical measurement, Harry. And he just goes, I'm a what?
Oh, yeah. I saw one where they had that same like saying. But
a light switch?
Yeah, they... did like little Hagrid eyes on light switches, and then Harry's one was like Harry Potter glasses and a lightning scar.
They ruined it.
Yeah.
It helped with the movie sequencing.
I've seen that. I wanted the light switches.
Look, he's got a beard.
Look, he's got a light switch beard. It gave me a great idea.
Light bulb.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, that's from Despicable Me. Light bulb.
I've never seen that movie.
Well, you don't have children.
It also,
neither do I. As far as you know.
As far as I
know. I've done a lot of magic.
Magic.
Don't worry. I'm using protect. I can't finish that joke. You got it. I got enough confidence out. You understand.
That's magical.
This magic moment.
Da, da, da. Where I'm lying to you.
I've got a big surprise this magic moment.
Okay, there's...
I'm married with 9 wives.
Have you seen those magic... Because in the show I was watching, too, that was like a common one, or it seems to be like more like a common one, where they have like an envelope, basically. Yeah. Like, you know...
They make a prediction.
No.
Oh.
Like, you know those bubble wrap, like 8.5 by 11 yep. envelopes? They'll like shake it and pull out a solid baseball bat.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's just like...
I'm blown away and I didn't even see the illusion.
Yeah.
They're just describing it.
Yeah, because it's like... It's impossible to like fit anywhere on them. And it's spatially doesn't make sense. Or... There was this other one that was like a magic prank show. It is called like the Carbonaro effect. And
I love Carbonaro.
Yeah, I love it too. But this is not that type. he like pretty much was like fucking with somebody, like asked them to put a package on the desk, right?
Yep.
And he opens up the package and he takes out like a basketball because it was pretty light. And then he takes out a bowling ball out of the same box. And the box is only big enough to contain a basketball. And the poor lady was like, listen, like, how did that happen? He's like, oh, you know, they just like, you know, put the basketball in there. So it like protects the bowling ball. It's like insurance. And they're like, but it doesn't fit in the package. And he's like, well, they just do it in the factory. Like, I don't know. I just get the packages. And she's like, it doesn't. All right. Put the bowling ball in there. Now put the basketball in there. It doesn't work.
The one that always gets me is like the trick where somebody throws a deck of playing cards. Like they ask you what their card is. And then, you know, whatever. You go through the, not this one, not that one. Well, I'm fed up with it. And they like chuck the deck of cards at a window. And then the card is stuck on the inside of the window. And it's like, how much did you have to pay that person inside to stick the card in the window?
And how did you know it would be that card?
Oh, they just were all that card.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it was 87.
The quickest way to dismiss any magic trick is to say it was a lie.
Yeah. That's true.
Because it's true. How'd you do it? I don't know, but it was false. Magic doesn't exist.
Oh, that was easy. I lied to you.
That's why they don't offer that degree in college. It doesn't exist. That's really harsh.
I feel like there should be a school for magic.
I think there is. There's a school for clowns, or so I'm told.
Is it like, I don't know.
Almost as rigorous as the school of ballet in Paris.
Oh, is it?
I don't know. It's as rigorous as being a card girl at a boxing match.
A card girl? Like trying to sell cards?
No.
At a boxing match?
Card girls are the ones who show up, they're like round one.
Oh.
Those girls. They're just hussies that wear scantily clothed.
Whoa.
What?
Don't call them hussies.
I don't know.
They have a career.
When is the appropriate time to announce someone as a hussy? When they're doing magic?
I guess I'm not entirely sure what a hussy means.
I don't know either. I think it's like a hot chick that's skanky. Is that right?
I don't know.
Is a hussy like a relative of
a husky? I thought it was a dog. Yeah.
This is a puppy husky, so it's a hussy.
Yeah. It's a cross between a husky and a mussy?
It's like a ta-ta is an underdeveloped tic-tac.
I think that's a TT.
Why are people getting so outraged by, like, never mind. Don't know where I'm going. Did you hear this whole thing about man nipples?
No.
So people are really upset because at the Super Bowl, Adam Levine had, like, his shirt off.
Oh, he had a nip slip?
Well, they were like, why is it okay for a man to have, like, his nipples out during the Super Bowl? But when Janet Jackson did, it was, like, a whole big thing.
Were they hard?
It doesn't matter. So
I think it matters.
I don't know. I didn't watch it. But they were like outraged. They're like, why is it okay for men to have their shirts off? And I was like, I don't know how to explain this in a way that doesn't sound offensive.
Ever been to a beach?
No, that's like, but that's like, I get that point of it. Like, it's offensive because the only possible reason is it's always been that way. Like, I get how that can be offensive, because there's been a lot of things where it's always been that way. Like, why are women presumed to be the housewife and all that stuff? Like, it's always been that way. Like, I get that. But also, like, I don't care. If you want to flash your titties around, I'm very happy about that. Like, I really have no bone to pick with that. So, but people are outraged by it. And I'm like, well, I don't know. They ask, you know, the CDC or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, go to a museum. There's plenty of ladies there with no shirt on.
Oh, some of those statues are immaculate, though.
Yeah.
Not by the, not talking about the chesticles.
Just, like, detail to every, like, every piece of a person's body.
I was really amazed by, like, the boring, like, in the hair. Like, they actually tunneled, like, through, you know, made, you can
and
see
it's
straight
like,
through
it's
it.
It's sculpted.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it's not just, like, okay, like drill marks.
And
it's
I thought like making an Oreo out of Play-Doh was awesome. It's like, look, two black layers and a white layer, and I put them together. You could eat it. Don't eat it though. It'll taste salty.
It'll taste non-toxic.
Put it in some condensed milk.
Man, there's so much about the world that is magical though.
Yeah, like wind. Can't see it coming, but when it hits you, you know it.
Yeah.
Except for those guys on the goddamn Doppler. They know. The Doppler radar.
Wind's going to be at 40 knots today with gusts up to 48.
Man, I can't even make that many knots in my sneakers.
Yeah.
How many miles per hour is a knot?
I have no idea. It's not I a have lot. No why they call it knots.
I know knots is less.
Knots is less?
Yeah, like, well, I guess like if your ship is traveling at 20 knots, it's probably going like 10 miles an hour or something.
Do
like
they measure wind in knots or did I just fuck that up?
I don't know. Probably fucked it up.
Yeah. That's magical. I think it has to do with what is it? Leagues
under the sea.
No,
that's depth.
Well, it's also a distance on sea. It's actually a distance in the English measurement system because you go from acres to land leagues and then leagues.
Man, fuck American measurement.
It's like, yeah, you also have poles and furlongs and rods. All part of your English measurement.
Joules and watts.
No, joules and watts are not a measurement of
they're
land.
Universal? No, not land, but they're measurements in electricity.
Yeah, no, these are all English measurement
terms. I want to measure joules by meters.
You could do that.
Could you?
Maybe. Like, no, you couldn't do that.
I know, there's fucking measurements. Now I know why I hate math. You know...
Why are you... You should just hate America, pretty much.
Well, no, because, I mean, joules and wattage is universal, isn't it?
Okay, yeah, I think that one's universal.
I guess I should say physics, like, because there are so many different measurements that apply differently.
Yeah.
Like, why can't it just be like baking? You don't have anything other than a tablespoon or a cup, or otherwise you're dealing with, like, ounces or whatever. Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's the thing I don't get about... I guess American measurements either, because you can have like a 2-liter bottle of cola. Like, that's acceptable, but like nothing else is liters.
Because no one would buy a gallon of soda.
But it's like
not a single person.
Soda pop is like an American product.
That's true.
Like Pepsi Cola, like Coca Cola, they're all like American businesses, but for some reason they sell in liters.
Hmm.
Isn't that weird?
I never thought about it until now. But you make a very good point.
Like,
it's not very magical,
though.
Why would
they sell, like,
half gallons?
We gotta
talk about magic. Magic, Kyle. Not measurements.
Magic carp.
Oh, I love... Yeah, when James buys him on the ship.
Yeah.
When they're on
the golden
Santa,
Pokeball.
What was it? It was like the...
SS and...
Something. Yeah. And, wow, way to dig deep.
Oh,
I'm so proud of you.
I had to squint my eyes for that one.
You really pulled that one out.
Yeah.
That was great. And then Ash trades his something for a ratatat, his butterfly, Butterfree.
Butterfree?
Yeah.
Maybe.
And then he gets upset about it.
Yeah, probably.
To that guy with the mustache and the monocle. Yeah, anyways, magic.
Harry Potter style?
The hand cream. No, okay, so... Salem? No.
We went to Salem one time.
I feel like...
That was just like a really guilty thing too.
Yeah, that was really dark.
Yeah, it was like, oh, I'm so sorry the persecution that your people went through.
Your people?
Well, normal people, I guess.
Normal people? You're digging yourself a deep hole.
Okay,
here.
Yeah.
Sorry. No, just people. I feel bad for any subjugation that any people have gone through.
Yeah.
Not ducks, though.
Not ducks.
No problem.
They deserve all of those little plastic soda can wrappers for the six packs.
Yeah, maybe I shouldn't have said that.
Yeah, how dare you? But yeah, no, I mean, that was actually, I think we went there around like Halloween, and it's like supposed to be like a big festival there, but it's really just like a history fest.
Which was awesome.
Yeah, I thought it was awesome, too. I did kind of feel bad.
I did feel like a lot of the things that they had...
If you were looking for magic, that is not the place to go.
Well, they had a lot of, like, those haunted house things, which was kind of, like, poking fun at it, and I'm like, ooh.
Yeah, but, like, they give you, like, oh, here's, like, you walk through a dark hallway and then suddenly like a light up devil like shines and like starts laughing. And then the next one is like, and these poor people were executed and like by.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. It's like the very next one is a historical fact that like puts it into context about how terrible it is. And then it's a jumpy thing.
Well, I think one of the most like insane things I remember hearing from a documentary I watched on witchcraft was like the mayor of this town, or I don't know if he was the mayor or like the pastor, either way, he was like all about it and he indulged in it. And this was early on in like the witchcraft trials, and he was condemning these people to death until eventually suspicion arose about his wife.
Oh.
And then he was suddenly like backpedaling, like, no. But he had already cultivated this culture in the society where people were like
looking,
you know, act first and judge later. And they killed his wife. And it's like,
karma's a bitch.
Not for his wife.
Yeah.
I mean, that bitch should have been like, you crazy. Like, I'm gone. You know, like make your own tacos.
Hightail it to California. Yeah, like, become a pioneer.
Now you're going to
whittle
Chipotle.
Your own teeth.
No more iCloud for you.
Man, what is, like, okay, can I just sidetrack for a minute to say that I really want to see if there's a video on YouTube called How to Whittle Your Own Teeth. Because I would watch that. But yeah, no, I mean, I just feel like, I guess magic is, like, one of those things that's, like, in popular culture, too.
Yeah.
And it tends to break away from like some of like the, like, I don't know, like, there's like popular culture that's all about magic. I don't know.
I think it's interesting to think that for the longest time in our society, that magic was under suspicion because they couldn't explain it. Like, it was seen as like, you know, awful, like, wizardry, like, you know, something that you can't prevent. And then now in our society, we've like reached a point where magic is entertainment because we understand that it's like not possible.
You know what's
I wonder where that line is, like, where's that hard line? Like, someday some guy woke up and was like, magic is a lie,
you know? Like, what's like the other really weird part is too, like we were talking about the Salem witch trials and like the Puritan culture back then, like, in the Bible, like, Moses turned his staff into a snake. And that's
really good point.
Yeah, that's not magic. But these other people who
this guy talked to a fucking burning bush, but this woman, like, made a guy love her.
This guy made the sea part with his hands, but that wasn't magic.
That was God.
Yeah.
Which, it was raining.
I mean, I realize that's the, like, if you just change the word magic to Lord's power.
Like, no one can be magical except for God. Stop stealing the show. What'd you do?
Yeah,
I didn't do anything. We were just dancing around a fire.
It's a festival. We've had them.
Nope.
It's magic this year.
I still want to know, like, how the magical broomstick came into, like,
oh yeah, like that they can fly on a broomstick.
Yeah, but not just any Swiffer. It has to.
Yeah, it was actually pitched by the first person to make broomsticks. They just wanted to sell more. It's
they'll give you magic powers. Hi, I'm 18th century Vic.
You know, are you ready for a broomstick? Because I got one that'll sweep you off your feet. I mean, you'll be over the moon for it. And you know, it eventually worked its way into Western cultures where they had magic carpets.
Eastern.
Yeah, you're right. We're Western.
Yep. But their cultures were developed long before ours was.
That's true. So we stole it. We just saw the magic carpet and we were like, not everyone can have a carpet.
Who wants a bug rug?
Yeah.
We want a broom.
Yeah, we want a broom. We got mud floors.
We're going to go mudding. Broom, broom, broom.
Get your broomsticks out. And that eventually evolved into boomsticks, and now you got hillbillies flying on shotguns. So,
that's it for tonight. Thank you all for listening. We hope you were magically enchanted. And
we never talked about being enchanted.
Oh, well, I'm enchanted with that thought, and I'll cherish it.
Oh,
say, can you see? Okay.
Well, thanks so much for tuning in to Not Now Podcast. If you're listening to the episode, you can tune in next week. We release new episodes or new appetizers every Thursday and new episodes every Friday.
We're really glad you guys listened to this. And we appreciate the fact that you appreciate the not nowness.
Yeah.
Because it's all improv and we're just kind of going off the top of the head. And we really want to give you guys something that you can laugh at and enjoy, you know, maybe on a car ride, maybe on a jog. Maybe while you're making a turkey.
Or while you're making love.
Well, that's what we're all about here.
Yeah.
Making love.
Yeah. So make love, not pancakes. And you can you can tune in at iTunes or your favorite.
Or tune out.
Yeah, you can tune out at Intunes or any of your favorite podcasting apps. If you like us, feel free to leave a rating or review, or if you want to get in contact with us, you can contact us at notnowpodcast@gmail.com.
Or send a nitpick.
Yeah, send a nitpick of your favorite Nick, and just email. You can email that to us or post it on our Facebook wall, which is at some Facebook address, but I'm sure you can find us. So again, thank you so much for listening. If you do enjoy us, send us some feedback. We'd be so
livid
if you sent us anything. Just infuriated, we tried to ban you. So band together and send us your hate mail.